under the groundbreaking of the Blythe Solar Power Project. My name is Edward Sullivan. I'm the Vice President of Communications and External Affairs at Solar Trust of America. And I'm very happy to share this day, a dawning of a new era for solar energy with you all. We want to get the program started right away. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce the Mayor of Blythe, California, Joseph DeKoenig.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. Great crowd out here today. And I'd like to, my name is Joy DeKoenig. I'm the mayor of the city of Blythe. I'm honored to welcome so many dignitaries to our community. Secretary Saldar, Governor Brown, we are especially honored to welcome you to Blythe. As those of you know who are visiting have probably heard, Blythe can be hot this time of year, but we don't want any of you to be uncomfortable, so using my high powers as exalted mayor, I got a good day for you today, nice and cool. If any of you need any blankets, we got some in the back there to, you know, so you feel more comfortable. In light of today's busy schedule, as well as fast rising mercury, it's going to get hot a little bit later, but we have a breeze, I won't take any more of your time. Thank you for visiting us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the events today. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to now introduce Assemblyman Manuel Perez.
Good morning, everyone. It's definitely a pleasure to be here with all of you. And as the chair of the Select Committee of the Renewable Energy Economy in Rural California, I'm very proud to be here to stand alongside such a distinguished class of renewable energy industry leaders. I'd like to thank Blythe's Mayor, DeKoenig, Mr. Smith of Solar Trust of America, as well as Mr. Wolf of Solar Millennium for inviting me here today. Mr. Governor, Secretary Laird, Mr. Secretary Salazar, I welcome you to our beautiful desert and to what is often described as the crown jewel of renewable resource regions in California. Now, as the chairman of the Select Committee, as well as the Assembly Committee on Jobs, I have long advocated for clean technology policies to be a centerpiece of the state's overall economic recovery efforts, especially during these tough economic times. Now, to create jobs and promote a sustainable economic recovery, it is our responsibility as government to facilitate a climate that makes businesses want to invest and innovate again. President Obama's American Recovery and Reinvestment Act pumped $32 billion in clean energy investments throughout the country. This project is but one of many success stories throughout the country that show what can be achieved when government and the private sector collaborate. I applaud everyone that had a role in seeing this project come to fruition, and I look forward to our continued work together as we continue to push for additional renewable power projects in this valley and throughout the state. Thank you very much, and thank you all in attendance today.
Thank you, Assemblyman. I'd like to now introduce our chairman and CEO, Uwe T. Schmidt.
Hello, Blythe, and good morning, America. Today marks the dawn of a new era. But before we explain why I say that, on behalf of Solar Trust of America, I'd like to welcome everyone to Blythe and to the ceremonial groundbreaking of what will be the world's largest solar power plant. I'd also like to thank a number of individuals who are here today who were instrumental in getting us to this point and also are playing and continue to play a key role how America produces, consumes, and distributes its power. Please join me in welcoming Secretary of Interior Ken Salazar, the Governor of California Jerry Brown, the Director of the BLM Bob Abbey, the Secretary of Natural Resources for California John Laird, the Mayor of Blythe who has spoken, and the CEO of Solar Millennium AG, Dr. Christoph Wolf. What we're doing here today really is remarkable. This is the first time that a solar power plant will be built at the size, scale, and scope of the largest coal, gas, and nuclear power plants producing energy today. And with this, Solar Trust of America is moving solar from the rooftops of the United States in terms of PV production to the mainstream of energy production globally. What we will do here in Blythe, in the site behind us, will result in doubling the global concentrated solar power production in one single location here in Blythe. We will supply power to hundreds of thousands of homes. We will generate the largest construction project in the United States of America. We will create 7,500 jobs throughout the United States, 1,000 construction jobs here at the site, hundreds of indirect jobs to support those working here at the site throughout this community, and 200 full-time jobs once we have completed the site and take the plant to operation. What's also important is we'll create jobs throughout the United States. There will be thousands of additional jobs that will be created as we create a massive supply chain that will allow us to buy American steel products from American plants, transport these American steel products with American trucks to American manufacturers and fabricators, and ultimately transport those products as well as key solar components here to the site for final assembly in our assembly hall that will be behind us again at the location. While these statistics are meaningful, we will also do our part in increasing energy safety, in increasing energy independence for the United States, and ultimately improving the United States' overall position as in terms of energy security. With this, I'd like to turn the stage back over to Edward, and I thank everyone for coming, and we look forward to saying a few additional words once we get to the community college.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. I'd now like to welcome Dr. Christoph Wolf of Solar Millennium from Erlangen, Germany.
Good morning, everybody. I also want to thank everybody who has contributed to this very special day here in the desert. And it's indeed for those who come from out of states, it's a very hot day, and it proves why this Blythe has been chosen as a site for the world's largest solar power plant. Actually, with 2,700 kilowatt hours per mega square meters, solar radiation is probably the best place in the world for solar power. I would like to express my gratitude and my thanks to the authorities of the Blythe community, the state of California, and the U.S. national authorities for inviting Solar Millennium and Solar Trust of America to this region. Solar Millennium, just a few words, is an active pioneer in this area. While the first solar thermal plants have been built in the 80s in this country, so Solar Millennium was instrumental in revitalizing the industry 10 years ago, and actually sending out people to California from Europe to also revitalize the industry here in California. California in Europe actually earns its mark as having a very admirable track record in environmental politics. So we know that the toughest standards in environment are made here, and so today California emerges as a global leader in this field. And while this is becoming the largest solar power plant in the world, it also is at the epicenter of an industry that not only spans over the entire America, as Uwe said, creating thousands of jobs, it also does that. It also is a basis for a scale-up of this industry, not only here, but in Europe, in Asia, and in Africa, and everywhere. So the world looks at Blythe today, and the solar industry specifically, and I want to thank everybody who has made this possible. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Wolf. It's now my great pleasure to introduce Secretary John Laird of the California Natural Resources.
Thank you very much. The Resources Agency includes the Energy Commission, which dealt with the siting and the
Fish and Game Commission and Department, which was very concerned about habitat protection. And we worked in partnership with our federal partners in the Fish and Wildlife Service and the Bureau of Land Management. And together with private investment and some public support and investment, this is a true partnership. And it is winning on every single level. It creates thousands of jobs. It balances the habitat protection with the renewables. It lessens dependence on foreign oil and fossil fuels. And it's a result of the partnership of almost everybody that's here in some form. So thank you all for your piece in bringing us to this day. And congratulations for an incredible milestone in changing the future of our energy use in this state and this country. Pleasure to be here today.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And now I'd like to introduce Director of the BLM, Bob Abbey.
Thank you. This is an exciting day for Solar Trust of America, for the town of Blythe, for the citizens of California. And the Bureau of Land Management is proud to be part of all this. You know, obtaining the necessary permits for any project that's built on, that's proposed to be built on public lands managed by the Bureau of Land Management is not an easy process, nor should it be, because these public lands that are managed by the BLM are owned by the 300 million Americans, and they all have a stake in how these lands are to be managed. So we take that task and that role very seriously. But I want to point out that one of the factors that we build into our analysis is to make sure that the authorizations that we do issue have public benefits, that they benefit those that live locally as well as regionally. And I can tell you without hesitation that this project meets that criteria. I want to point out to Jim Abbott, who's, Jim, if you'll raise your hand, our acting state director in California for the Bureau of Land Management, for his leadership in helping us move forward with this project along with five other projects that we approved last year. And we're reviewing 11 more in the state of California right now. And also, real briefly, Steve Black, who helped facilitate the discussions back in Washington. Steve, thank you for all your work. The Department of Interior certainly values our partnership with the state of California in conservation and in delivering energy to the citizens. We have a great relationship here in this state. It's a prototype that can be exported to other states, and we intend to do just that. So again, it's our pleasure to be part of this success story. We look forward to continuing to play a role, and at the end of the day, to produce power and electricity and transmit it to where it's needed. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Abbey. It's now my great and distinguished pleasure to introduce the Governor of California, Mr. Jerry Brown.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here. This is really a very important day to be in California, where the world's largest solar project is commencing. This is really big. And it's particularly significant on the day that I had to veto the entire state budget for the first time in the history of California. We can both exercise fiscal discipline and also give full vent to our imagination and make commitments to investments that create California jobs, that deal with our energy needs, and at the same time respect our environment. When we heard that this is the finest place in the world to produce solar electricity, I thought we might pause a bit, because California is a place that has utterly unique resources, whether it's our magnificent coastline, whether it's the beauties of Yosemite or our redwood forests, or even the oil under the ground in Kern County, our Silicon Valley entrepreneurs and technology, both in computers and now the internet and social media. California has been a mecca for pioneers, for creators, for people who break new ground. And while we have the nabobs of negativity, as was coined about 40 years ago, who keep saying California can't make it. California's got a bad business climate. California has a dysfunctional government. Well, there's an element of truth to both of those statements. But today, we're looking out at the possibility of unimagined wealth that can be produced with cooperation, risk-taking, government assistance, and hard, old-fashioned work of manufacturing, transportation, and all the other things that go to making stuff happen. So I came out here from our state capital at a time when lots of fur is flying and lots of howls of execration. Oh, no, you can't do that. Well, yes, I did veto the budget, and yes, we're going to have fiscal discipline, and yes, we're going to be the world leader in solar energy and all the jobs that that can create. So this is a very good day, and I want to be here because I want to be a part of it. Over 30 years ago, I started in motion the first central-based solar plant in California, which is still running. Well, today, I'm happy to be here at the beginning of the world's biggest solar plant, but it's only the beginning. It's the beginning of investment. When I see all this sun, I see we can have more people, we can have more wealth, if we have the discipline, if we have the imagination, and if we have the skill and willing to do the hard work. And that's what all this represents today. So it's a time for optimism. It's a time for confidence. California, once again, leads the world and will continue as all of us work together to do what's right by the people of our state. Thank you very much.
I'd like to introduce Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar.
Thank you very much. You know, as Governor Brown was up here and as we were making our way up here, we were having a conversation about 30 years ago. And now 30 years ago, Governor Brown was a leader in the renewable energy revolution right here in California. I have visited those solar sites, and they function yet today. And yet for the last several decades, what happened is America went to sleep in the 1980s and then beyond. Well, America is reawakening to the reality that we can power the energy security of America forward. And today's example here with the largest solar-scale facility in the United States of America is one of those milestones that we can all celebrate. And so I want to thank the director of the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, and with his stellar leadership team, Jim Abbott, here in California, and all of the rest of the team who worked with Jim, Steve Black. And in particular, I want to say this. The template governor that we have here in California, where we are working so closely with the state to stand up this kind of renewable energy reality, is the exact kind of template that ought to be springing up around the United States. So when I meet with the National Governors Association and the Western Governors Association, I tell them all, look at California as the example of how we can and will get it done. So thank you so much. Give the governor, give the state of California, give my people a round of applause for all that they have done. So let me also just say very much thank you, Mayor DeConnick, I think I have it right, and then John Lurd, congratulations to you. We look forward to working with you on the water issues of California and all over this state. We look forward to working with you on renewable energy and so many other issues that are important. To Huey Schmidt from Solar Trust and to Christopher Wolf from Solar Millennium and to all of the rest of you who are here, thank you for being a part of this historic day. We are really making believers out of the skeptics all across America and all across the world. In the near future, this place will hold a solar power plant that will generate up to 1,000 megawatts of power. That's enough power to create the electricity and power needed for 300,000 homes. Less than 2 years ago, although it seems like it was not that long ago, Bob Abbey, I remember having conversations with you here in Southern California as you and Jim Abbott and I were opening the Renewable Energy Coordination Office here in California. The office was set up to swiftly complete application reviews on the most ready-to-go and environmentally appropriate solar, wind, and geothermal projects on U.S. public lands. And let us remember, that just the part of the U.S. public lands that are controlled by Director Abbey and his state directors is approximately 250 million acres all across the great western landscape of the United States. The fact that we are here today at this groundbreaking of the world's largest solar power project sited right here on public lands is powerful proof that we are meeting our ambitious goals. This success could not have been achieved with the great contribution of the state of California, and I acknowledge here the leadership of Governor Schwarzenegger, who was involved with us as we move forward on the renewable energy world as well for the last 2 years. And I'm delighted that Governor Brown has picked up that leadership and continued it in the same way that he did 30 years ago. Together, we have demonstrated how separate government processes can be coordinated without cutting corners or skipping any environmental checks and balances. Just the first phase of this project will put about 1,000 people to work here in Blythe during construction, and it will create hundreds of permanent jobs here in a county that needs jobs. The second phase is expected to do the same. These are big numbers for a small town like Blythe. I come from a town that is similar, very rural and very remote, and I understand the importance of one job. These are 1,000 jobs plus, and so it's important for this community. Along with five approved solar projects on public lands in California and other places, the Blythe project was part of an extraordinary cooperative effort, which was something that we are very, very proud of. This project has undergone extensive environmental review starting in November 2009. And continuing. And BLM is requiring that Solar Millennium provide funding for more than 8,000 acres of desert tortoise, western burrowing owl, bighorn sheep, and Mojave fringe-toed lizard habitat to mitigate the project's impacts here on the ground. And we are forging ahead. This year, the Department of Interior and the BLM have 19 priority renewable energy projects that we have already identified on public lands across the West. They're an important part of President Obama's goal to secure the energy future of the United States of America, and we will give priority to these projects. Let me end by saying that this project today and this historic groundbreaking needs to be viewed in the context of the energy blueprint for the United States of America, which President Obama has been working on. We believe we can secure the energy future of the United States of America by doing the right things with domestic development of oil and gas, both onshore and offshore, in the right places and in the right way. But we also believe that the energy future of the United States is based on alternative energy, and there is no better example than what we are doing with solar energy here in California. And thirdly, we believe that in order for us to secure the energy future of America, we need to be much more efficient with how we use our energy supplies. And so there are major programs that we have underway with respect to energy efficiency. So, Governor, to your state and to all of the people of Blythe, California, to the private sector companies who have all been involved, to my colleague, Stephen Chu, the Secretary of Energy, who has helped in the financing and making all this possible, I want to say thank you to all of you as we mark this historic day in the energy future of the United States of America.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I'd now like to invite up to the stage our CEO and Chairman, Mr. Reuben T. Schmidt, and the Draker family for a very special dedication.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a very important man who's not here today and should be. A close friend of all of us at Solar Trust of America and Solar Millennium, a man who was a visionary, a man who was a believer for many, many years, one of the pioneers of the solar power business and industry here in the state, a man who was a family man, a man who was a great dad, unfortunately was taken far too early. And it's today that as a company we would like to commemorate This man who is instrumental, who inspired us in the past and inspires us as we go forward, with honoring the access road of this power plant in the memory of Ray Drecker, who was instrumental to getting us here. And I would like to present a plaque. Which is in memory of.
I know there have been a lot of speeches today. I don't have one prepared. I did want to say thank you to Solar Millennium, Solar Trust of America, the State of California for providing this wonderful, hot, but perfect venue for a project I know meant so much to my husband. It's with a sense of pride that I stand here today. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of all of you. I'm proud of all of his colleagues. I'm proud of this effort that California has launched, and I hope it's a representation of what's here in the future for California. Thank you so much.
Save you a trip to the stage. I think that covers it for this part of the ceremony, unless we want to enjoy the balmy climate, but I think we got lucky with the temperature and we should quickly make our ways back to transportation.